A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news, none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in The Matrix 4 based solely off a text description of an exclusive trailer we cannot see?
Here at Baseless Speculation, we'll go to any effort to get you, you know, the baseless speculation you've come to know and love. Whatever that has to be, we'll do it.
Look, yeah. We know we'll Matrix 4 is coming out at some point in the future, and we have heard nothing about it, and we have nothing but ideas going through our brains about what might happen. And we're looking for a trailer, but trailers have not come our way, except something has, though.
Correct. So, in my digging around online, or sometimes I like to call it opening Twitter once a day.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, or like 10 days ago, or something like that, CinemaCon happened.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when cinemas get together, they often show each other exclusive trailers.
I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah, it happened. It happens in Australia. I went to one once. Yeah, you got to work at a cinema.
I see.
So I'm your inside man. Also you got to be higher up than me. But one I weaseled my way into.
Yeah,
they don't care what me, a regular guy at a cinema, cares about.
Yeah, that's.
They would just want to know. They're talking box office, and I'm like, oh, but this movie looks good. They're like, shut up! How are we gonna market this? I'll be like, wait, why are you showing us this for marketing? We're not in charge of marketing. That's you, the studio's thing.
We've got a bit of romance for the ladies, some action for the men, some titties for the men, and some of the ladies.
And yeah, at this point, I'm like, no, but like, this doesn't make sense for marketing, because marketing's done in-house by the production studio. The cinema doesn't choose. And then that they got me kicked out because they were like, oh yeah, these cinema cons we hold annually don't actually make any sense. Anyway, there was a cinema con. And at the cinema con, we got an exclusive trailer for The Matrix 4 and a title reveal.
Ooh.
Now, obviously we weren't there, and we haven't seen it. There's been no leaked footage as far as I'm aware. So this is solely based on people remembering the trailer that they were allowed to see and then writing it down.
So a lot of us, we're all going to have to use our mind's eye to imagine what this might look like.
Yeah, exactly.
So first off, have you boys heard the title? Because the title has been announced. Zamet, you said The Matrix 4, so I'm guessing no, because it's not called that.
I believe, from my own memory, it's called Matrix Rebirth.
Okay, so that's your speculation.
Yeah.
Jackson, do you have an idea?
Is that like Matrix Resurrections or something?
Now, usually in this situation, Jackson is the buffoon moron. And Joel Zamet is a man that remembered a thing he read. But in this case, Jackson's on the money.
Ah, well
Matrix
done.
4 is The Matrix Resurrections.
I'm the cleverest man alive. This is my moment in the sun.
And now, You haven't seen this text description, but I have. So what I'm going to do is for both you, the boys in this Zoom call, and for you, the general audience, I will read what is in front of me, and then we can guess, nay, speculate on what the events of the film will be. Jackson, strap in, because I think this kind of movie will upset you greatly.
Oh, no! I've never had any truck with the Matrix franchise. It's never sinned against me. I'm so upset to learn that it's maybe about to.
Yeah, well, it maybe not. So, first off, it's titled The Matrix Resurrections. We already knew that. I already just said it. Yeah. The new trailer opens in San Francisco with Neo now going by the name of Thomas, seemingly unaware of who he is.
Okay.
Neil, Neil Patrick Harris, boo, plays his therapist. In a brief scene of Neo as Thomas is shown in a therapy session, Neo says, "I've had these dreams that don't seem like dreams. Am I crazy?" Before he has flashbacks to the events of the original trilogy.
Okay.
The trailer also expands on the initial footage of Trinity and Neo meeting, but this time they don't seem to know each other, even though they think they do. Trinity asks Neo as Thomas, "Have we met?" The trailer then shifts into montage mode, with Neo observing the day-to-day life in the Matrix version of San Francisco.
Okay.
Finally, Mateen, I don't know who that is, shows up and looks like a young Morpheus saying...
How do you spell Mateen?
Like, M-A.
Okay.
M-A-T-E-E-N.
Mateen. Mateen.
Okay. Okay. So a young Morpheus
saying time to fly before offering Neo a red pill and a blue pill. Then another young woman with blue hair takes Neo through a mirror, showing him the Matrix. Another scene sees young Morpheus and Neo fighting before Neo breaks the dojo room with his powers. The trailer also shows that the machine pods are back, as are the agents, and the franchise's signature action. Trinity can be seen fighting police officers and agents at one point before the clip ends with Neo pulling his signature move, stopping bullets with his mind before he redirects an entire missile at a helicopter.
Oh, that's cool.
What the fuck?
See? Jackson, the Matrix is meta again.
What? But it's, what happened? Why are they doing this? This so sounds like if I read an on like a fake description of what somebody wished the Matrix. Like, this is the most baffling turn of events.
Okay, so you got one or two options here in terms of what's going to happen in this particular film. So either we are simply watching the events of a Thomas Anderson, or like one of the many Thomas Andersons that exist within the Matrix. Because again, the Matrix is just systems within systems, and it's like kind of keeps repeating itself or whatever.
We see that with the architect, and he's like, "Hey, these are all." And then there's one of the Neos giving him the finger and being like, "Fuck you." He was always my favorite.
Let me out of the telly.
Hyping television. So you either going to have something like, well, this is just another iteration of the Matrix where I guess. Are they doing a what if? Like, what if young Morpheus met Thomas Anderson?
I think this is going to be a situation. Like, this is my first, and this can go on the BS Boys bingo card, because I'm, based on this description, it's safe as houses. It's going to be one of those movies that's both a sequel but also a reboot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, as in stealth sequel slash reboot.
Do we know if this is the beginning of a new trilogy or if it's just a one-off? Or are they being like, we are hoping this makes money, and then
the intention is a brand new trilogy. But it's awesome because it seems like they don't have any new ground to tread.
Well, what I yeah, yes.
Like, what is new about this concept? Absolutely none of it. It's just...
Yeah.
What if Neo didn't know the Matrix happened?
I guess the machines up to their old tricks again. So what I could only assume here is that... So the events of the original trilogy happened. Neo sacrificed himself to kind of purge all the agents, and all of that kind of stuff is happening. And I'm guessing in terms of like maybe the big reveal is that Neo, a fully conscious and aware Neo, made the deal with the machines to kind of like, I understand, like, we fucked up Earth. We did that. Earth is no longer livable for humans. It's actually better for us to live in the Matrix. And we're making that deal to plug everyone back in, keep farming us for batteries, but give us a good life. And again, yeah, that kind of stuff. So I maybe like the big reveal is that either the current Neo that we're watching, or in like before he got memory wiped, or Morpheus, or someone high up made a deal with the machines to be like, we fucked it. Pull us back in. Yeah, we'll be good. Yeah,
you can imagine a scene, yeah, where like this Neo, San Fran Neo, if you will, busts out of this Matrix and sees like a big, like maybe even fused with the big baby from the end of Matrix 3, our Neo, and he's like, you're not even real, you're just like a, you know, you're like a me for this, to look after this particular Matrix or whatever, like, you know, yeah, like, this Neo is not our Neo, or something along those lines. Maybe.
It's not just the fact that, like, so the machines tend to kind of, in the little pods, making little, like making humans. It's like, yes, we can do that, but we can also make clones. And so we know that every iteration of the Matrix, and we have so many of them popping up all over the world because this is how we're running this farm of ours. We know that we need hope. We need like the one. We need that kind of person to kind of break the cycle, because for some reason this is how we kill our agents who are computer programs that always, for some reason, they always seem to go a bit haywire. We haven't figured out how to problem solve that, except for Neo, the one. That's our antivirus program, basically. Your program to basically defeat the agents, because we haven't quite figured out how to get rid of it yet. We've tried defragging, but didn't
farmers.
Work.
You gotta cut them some slack. Yeah. These are yokels.
I don't think the agents do shit for like regular people during the Matrix. Like, I think they're the big thing with the agents is that they're like, there's people coming in and out of the Matrix, that's bad. Like, I think the machines are happy with the agents, aren't they?
Generally, yeah, but Agent Smith goes rogue and becomes like a living computer virus and then infects the world, and everyone is now Agent Smith, like a self-replicating thing. They're like, oh, that one went bad. And so maybe it's like, yeah, every Neo is, we're being made to make like a failsafe for those agents. Yes.
What do we think is going to be it's the Matrix but part? Because,
well, I actually have a pretty interesting theory that will also upset you greatly, Jackson.
Oh, man.
Because the Matrix, the first Matrix film, whilst very revolutionary, like at the time, had pulled from like a lot of like other sci-fi texts
and stuff, and
and anime. And so recently, a series that comes up quite a lot, but neither of you have seen, but I adore and force everyone in my life to hear about at some point.
Yeah.
Neon Genesis Evangelion. The ending of that series results in a thing that's like a world reset. And then they did what they cut. Then there was four movies that followed it, which were meant to just be a remake. But after the second film, it's not a remake, and people were like, oh, this is the events of the first one happening again, but it's still the same world. So as in, like, it's like, they fucked it up, let's try again. As in, like, in-universe, they're the original reset fucked up, let's try again. And I wonder if, I mean, that theory, I don't know if it's true or not, I haven't seen the last film in the series yet.
Yeah.
But the Matrix could just be doing that.
Yeah, it's funny as well, because there's no like that's an exciting revelation for Neon Genesis Evangelion, where you're watching the second one, you're like, oh my god, it's not a reboot. It's like, but
it's
with the Matrix 4, we're like, yeah. I mean, that's not exciting because we know it's happening, but that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. We understand that there was three. They never said that this is a remake of the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah, the potential there is that, as opposed to it just being one of the many different matrixes where he gives old mate, the architect, the finger, it is like, this is what happens after the big baby, and it's just, we didn't actually fix the core problem, it's still the same, and we're just kind of like going through that cycle again.
Why is Morpheus a baby, though?
Why is Morpheus a young man? Did Lawrence Fishburne not want to be part of it?
Yeah.
Or is he like, I'm too old?
I think he was one of the people that was like, oh, they didn't ask me.
Yeah, that sucks. Mm. Maybe when it's revealed to them, like, of all of the other Matrixes that are out there, and they're like, whoa, whatever. Maybe Morpheus will be like, why am I a baby in this one?
What changed? So Mateen is, it's Abdul Mateen. Like, that's his last name. It's the actor's last name.
Okay.
He's no character name.
So it's
the actor that plays Dr. Manhattan in the Watchmen series.
Okay.
Oh.
And he's playing Morpheus, maybe.
Maybe. His character has taken Morpheus's spot in the trailer. He also plays Black Manta in Aquaman, a movie I haven't seen.
I don't think that'll have any bearing on his role in the Matrix.
But I'm trying to get you guys to picture the guy.
Yeah, I was Aquaman. You're in the Matrix. He was Black Manta, I know.
Do you think this will reference anything of, say, the Matrix Online? One of the first MMOs to die.
Yeah, I think this will reference that big time. Yeah. Because the Matrix Online not only is one of the only first MMOs to die, is also what they did the Star Wars method where they were like, everything that happens in this is canon.
Yeah, that's true.
So they progressed the story quite a lot.
Oh, wait, I remember Morpheus... going through the Matrix Online, like, Wikipedia wormhole once where, there's like hints of Neo being alive and he's just like living a life, I think Thomas Anderson wise in, now I got to remember that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Whoa, the Matrix Online was abbreviated as MXO. That sucks. It's a lowercase x, but that's the amazing. M and the O are capitals. My God. Progression of the storyline.
Yeah. Okay. There's so many. Oh, God. Ah, crap.
Maybe.
It got shut down when it had less than 500 active players.
Yeah, there was a newspaper clipping found during a Zion critical mission about a 27-year-old woman named Sarah Edmontons, an anagram for Thomas Anderson, waking up from a coma and leaving hospital on her own. There was a note written on it asking, is this him? So are we going to get maybe a female presenting the one?
Oh, yeah.
Which might be interesting. So I wonder how much of it is that, are they going to like look into the take from the Matrix Online, which would be a crazy thing to do.
Well, I mean, if the Matrix Online...
This is a revelation that is not... baseless in my assumptions, but something that is very interesting that I just found out is when the Matrix Online shut down, they released like a memory book that included a summary of storylines and various nostalgic items.
Mm-hmm.
There is an archive version of this book that is able to be viewed online on archive.org, you know, which is a site that's like full of stuff like that. It's so that the internet doesn't forget. Guess what has been pulled down?
Oh,
wow. Oh my.
It's almost like they don't want people to remember the plot line so they can do it again.
Okay. All right. So I've got here basically the patch versions in terms of story. So there's like a bunch of them. So I'm just going to read some of them out. And like, so, you know, we can kind of like have a think at least of what they were doing during the online, because again, I think in terms of the story progression, that is probably the last in terms of like the Matrix world that we're seeing. If it's a direct and if the Matrix 4 is going to be directly what comes after, if all this is canon. So in patch 1.1, it's introduction to the Matrix under the truce. 1.2. I don't know if this is the patches or just like what they're saying. Anyway, Morpheus begins a campaign of protest and sabotage to force the machines to return Neo's body. So the machines have Neo's body for some unknown reason. Zion declares Morpheus's action a threat to the truce, and then hostile groups begin to appear in the simulation. Imposter agents with red eyes. So it looks like Morpheus went rogue against Serby Zion's wishes, and that might be why we're not really seeing much of Morpheus in the trailer. If Lawrence Fishburne is maybe sneakily in this film,
Never mind.
sorry, next line. Morpheus is killed by the assassin. No. I apologize. Yeah. I'll just shut the fuck up.
That's all right. Keep reading.
I'll just keep reading.
Because I think he comes back.
Okay. Oh, all right. So he's killed by the assassin. Niobe brings her own group of operatives to the Matrix, along with her new right-hand man, a gnome. Okay. To bring Morpheus Killer to justice. So they find out that the Merovingian, I remember him, the French guy who gave a lady an orgasm with a cake.
That's right.
Cum cake. Yeah, a little cum cake. Yeah. So he hired the assassin.
So Joel Zammit, a confirmed returning actor for The Matrix Resurrections is Lambert Wilson, a French actor, singer, and activist. He is best known internationally for his portrayal as the Merovingian in The Matrix Reloaded Revolutions.
Okay. May I just say that I read, unless something happens with further reading, but I think that who killed Morpheus is going to be a plot point at some point, even not in this particular film, but in one of the, like, the future trilogy, I assume. Okay, so insecticide spraying fit gun weapons are assembled to fight the assassin. All right, thanks.
I'm so excited for that moment in Matrix 4. All right, it's that time you've been waiting for, the insecticide fit guns.
So an exiled program called the General appears with his commandos in a helicopter.
Okay.
So maybe they're to do with that missile that Neo stops. So again, we kind of have like a program called the General. So maybe like a militaristic program. The assassin's power grows, but he is tracked down and killed. Well, that's nice. Niobe seeks revenge against the Merovingian. The machines are also working against the Merovingian. Some boxes appear around the city. Another masked leader appears. The name is Kryptos. He appears from the hissing boxes, preaching a return to sleep in the Matrix pods. So some lad is being like, maybe going back to sleep in the Matrix pods is good. So which is something that I think is shown up in the description of the trailer. So the General joins Obi and Zion against the Merovingian, and Kryptos's past as a fervent anti-machinist and friend of Morpheus is revealed. What's going on there? Zion uses kill codes to combat the Merovingian's exile program. The kid. Remember the kid? Do you guys remember kid? The kid?
This is not a spoon.
No. Kid? Different kid. The kid. From I think it was like Matrix 2 or whatever, but the guy that was like in Zion, and everyone was like, who's this chap? And nothing really happened. Remember him?
Not at all.
Okay, anyway.
There's an Animatrix story about the kid.
Yeah.
His name is Michael Karl Popper.
So yeah, he gathers like-minded operatives and he leaves Zion. And forming the group E Pluribus Neo, a.k.a. the EPN, to counter the Cypherites, who I think were those other guys who were like, let's go back for a sleep.
Yeah.
I think if we get any of...
Okay, hang on. It gets dumber. The General points out powerful cheat codes.
Oh, big head mode. Yes, please.
Wait, you keep saying Niobe, right? As in...
Yeah.
She is in this movie too, by the way.
Okay, cool. I think we're getting a sequel to The Matrix Online. Anyway. There's something called the FF Yucator. Don't really care.
The F
Yucator. Zion finds and rescues Niobe and helps with the help. Oh, with the help of the Merovingian and something called the F Yucator. Blah, 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 blah. Some lad called Anomi formally names his group Unlimit. Oh god! If they start just throwing all different names of groups,
well,
at us,
I think if we get any of this, it'll be history. I think,
yeah,
I don't think we're gonna. They're not gonna be like, okay, it's happening.
This is what's happening.
Yeah. Listen up. Here's the 10 groups with the F Yucator and the Nairobi's G-men or whatever.
Okay,
I don't think
Zion
any of
that learns
will
that the machines have a massive sentinel force to strike Zion. The architect is back. He orders increased surveillance and infiltration of Zion.
So, while that's happened, I think what's going to happen here is we will not get any of this at the start.
No.
But what will happen is when Thomas realizes he's Neo and all of this, someone will give him like an info dump, and then we'll get parts of this in like live action. You know who will probably talk to him about it? Niobe, because she used to date Morpheus. They broke up because Morpheus got the prophecy from the Oracle that was about the One, and Morpheus was like, I gotta focus on this. And Niobe was like, I don't think the One is a real fucking guy. And because of that, it caused friction in their relationship. So if Morpheus is dead in this, and Niobe is like mourning a lost love, maybe she's like, yeah, he made me realize in death that, yeah, he was, there is the One.
And I think that like the here is like the Merovingian is like wants he makes a deal in exchange for the kill codes to kill the Oracle. So
Don't kill her.
She's nice.
After months of rumored sighting, Morpheus appears in the Matrix, delivering a broken message suggesting that the machines are holding him and Neo captive.
But I don't think any of, I mean, like, but the Neo we see in this movie, in the, well, that we hear about in this description of this trailer for the movie, is not captured by the machine. I mean, like, I guess he is captured by the machines.
Maybe he's, like, maybe his consciousness is captured by the machines. And so this is kind of like a muted, like a brain muted Neo.
Yeah, could be. Well, so the Matrix, this is a crazy question. Was it the world? Did it include San Francisco? Or is that like a separate Matrix? The San Fran Matrix?
Well, again, it's kind of like what you see is kind of what you get. So I guess it's kind of like if anyone is there and maybe they decide to go cross country, maybe they have to like, you know, loading screen, loading screen, loading screen. Now you're in San Fran.
So... look, just to tie into the fact that Lawrence Fishburne is not a main character in this upcoming film, the Morpheus that appears with the broken message turns out to be recreated from Zion Records and is actually dead.
That's so... how good for them to be able to lean in and just use, like butchered together dialogue from the past three Matrix films. You don't have to pay Lawrence Fishburne a fucking dime.
Well, I reckon. Okay, this is a big swing for the fancies.
All right.
The Matrix Resurrection is just going to be a mix of the first Matrix film and the Matrix Online.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. They're just going to take the best bits from both and make the film out.
They'll water it down so that you don't have to, you know, read about every single scene that's on screen. Although, the Wachowski sisters, almost every single production they have done, either alone or together, because in this situation, I think it's only Lana directing.
Okay.
Has often meant that you watch a movie and you're like, cool, I have no idea what the fuck just happened. Better pull up every information about it. So, look, maybe this will be...
That's so exciting.
Incomprehensible. Again, coming back to the anime thing, they often, Speed Racer is anime, and also looks like a live-action anime. Jupiter Ascending, super convoluted and stupid. I wouldn't be shocked if they just lean into, like, the anime-ness and be like, yeah, this movie is... You just gotta vibe it out.
So do you think, because I think there's two ways this could theoretically go. There could be like a, we're trying to recapture the magic of the Matrix 1. Because the Matrix 1 was at the time, or felt like, revolutionary or whatever.
Yeah, well, it was.
And then we didn't get Bullet Time, baby. Yeah, and then two films afterwards, it didn't sustain that. So we either get like a kind of, and to be honest, this is what the trailer sounds like. Like a kind of remember the Matrix.
It's pretty good at the time.
The Matrix. Yeah.
Do you remember the Matrix?
When trench coats were cool.
Wow. We should start an a cappella group. We should. Yeah, the opposite, actually. we should never do that again.
Bad. Okay. So, so from my recollection of The Matrix when it came out and some of the essays and the like things that were written about The Matrix or I think they hired like Neil Gaiman and a few other people to do some things.
Yeah.
And so the one of them, hang on. What? Do I want a bubble tea?
Dog.
Grapefruit one, sparkly stuff.
I want to make that bubble tea. Yeah, make that.
Oh, you're going to make one? Oh, yeah, nah. Come in.
Are they bad if you make them?
No, they're just milky. Come in the studio.
I like a milky bubble tea.
I don't want a bubble tea. Oh, just a grapefruit one then. Yeah. Nah.
You don't want a cheese on top? It's a nice milk.
Yeah, we're
foam.
Recording, yeah.
Oh, cheese.
You get like a milk foam on top. It's good.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. Sorry about that.
All good.
So, yeah, so they hired Neil Gaiman to write one in particular, I remember reading this one. And the plot of that particular short story was that aliens were attacking the world. And so the Matrix are like, well, we're just machines and we can't attack them. So what we're going to do is we're going to get some lad in the Matrix and we're going to pull him out and teach him and train him, like plug one of those like CD-ROMs into his brain so he becomes a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
And he learns all that kind of stuff, and we chuck him in a spacecraft and we chuck him into space, and he fires a missile and he kills off the alien threat. And then they're like, cool, well, what now? And the machines are like, oh, shit. Well, we didn't really plan for the craft to come back. So I guess you're just kind of floating in space until you die of lack of oxygen, which will be about 30 minutes, I guess. And so the guy was like, look, I saved you guys. How about this? You just plug me into the Matrix and I live my life. And they're like, oh, yeah, let's do that. So they plug him into the Matrix.
Fucking robots, not thinking of that. You just fucking die. Oh, well.
Yeah.
What if I was...
So they plug him in back into a Matrix or like whatever it is. And in that 30 minutes of real time, he lives out his life.
Oh, yeah.
So what if... The big reveal, whatever it might be, with this particular San Fran Matrix, is the prison of Neo.
Oh, yeah.
This whole thing is the prison of Neo. And, again, depending if they're trying to do, the first of many, like the first of a trilogy, this will be revealed either at the end or perhaps, like, the first end of, like the first act kind of thing.
And then this would be like a way to do the Neo's in prison or someone's in prison and you need to bust him out without having him be in like some kind of strange robot prison. And it's just like, oh, he's in it's a good prison. And then I guess maybe there's some moral dilemma. Maybe this Neo's like, I like it here. I just have bad dreams.
I like it here. This was kind of like, maybe, and maybe this was actually the deal that was struck with you know the big baby face. It was this kind of thing of like, well, no, I made the deal. We got rid of the Agent Smiths, and as I, you know, like they gave me a life I had, and you know Trinity's back and she's alive. I guess there'd be more credence to this if, like, say, him and Trinity were in a relationship in that Matrix. Yeah. Mm. But they're not. They're like, they're I don't know the fuck you are.
But robots are fucking stupid. But they don't know.
Yeah, but robots don't know love.
Well, yeah.
Just to prove how stupid they are, the reason that all of this thing happens to this one guy is because the aliens do attack first, and that's how the machines realize, and their attack disconnects London from the Matrix. So one guy is like, whoa, what the fuck? And then is reconnected to the Matrix and is like, nah, shit's fucked.
That rules. I want a whole movie series about the disconnected London, please. London.
Is that
separate.
The basis for the short story? Or
yeah.
That's cool. That rules. What about, okay, so we've been doing
Maybe machines are stupid.
We've been doing some, like, some big story speculations, and that's important. Yeah. But also the Matrix comes with another thing that's, I think, pretty typical of the franchise, cool shit. And I think we should speculate on some cool shit. So now, the classic one is Neo, you know, we all remember it. He leans back so the bullets miss him, right? But he's still somehow...
Well, actually... Yeah. Actually, the bullets don't miss him. He gets hit with two of them.
Okay.
They graze him, but he doesn't die.
Excuse me, Joel, Mr. Matrix, the douche. Okay.
Everyone's always like, oh, that was sick when Neo did that. It was actually way more sick when they went in that elevator into the security thing and had a million guns. That was sick.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was sick.
But
it was so cool that Conker's Bad Fur Day paid homage to it with a whole level designed around it.
There you go.
And that was pretty sick.
Do we think
Do you
new,
think that
new
this particular...
New Conker's?
Yeah. Do you think this movie will give way to perhaps New Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Well, I think that the Matrix and Deadpool, the world is ready for Conker's Bad Fur Day too. Conker's worse Fur Day.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the world is.
You can
never
say
been more
piss
ready.
And shit and fuck and show a squirrel cock in video games now. So The world is very ready for a
You can imagine
Bad
him,
too.
For some reason, with a little, like, mask on, but smoking a cigar through it, being like, this fucking pandemic, eh? I don't know why, but I could just imagine him. It'll be topical, I guess, is the new Conker's Bad Fur Day.
There's a COVID level
yeah,
of Conker's Bad Fur
that's
Day,
what I'm
too.
Imagining. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it'll happen. Yeah. We're speculating on things that. This is speculation within a speculation. Let's get back.
Mm.
What bullet dodging do we think there will be in this?
Well, there's the controlling a missile and firing it at a
but
helicopter.
That's a variation on a classic. Do we think there'll be anything new?
Well, I think in terms of, again, this is more of a variation on a classic, but in sort of similar of a, like a dodging of a bullet thing, it'll be kind of like, as opposed to the kind of slow motion and you see him kind of doing his arms flailing, but maybe something where he's just kind of like doing a quick move and like slapping the bullet out.
Oh!
Or maybe even grabbing the bullet and pushing it back, kind of like a that kind of maneuver.
That's cool.
I reckon that might be a variation of the old. But in terms of new cool shit.
Mm. What if I reckon he'll fire a bullet through a bullet.
Oh, that is cool. I reckon he'll run on some bullets at some point.
So you know how the plane of the bullet time, how it goes around the person, like from like side to side, it's like front, it goes all around. What about one that kind of does it kind of like from head to gooch,
whoa!
Like that way instead?
Just spins around him. Yeah. Whoa! Just make everyone in the cinema very dizzy. Yes, please.
Yeah. So you've seen it go around Neo, but like this way. What if we go around Neo this way and we get a good gooch shot?
Yeah. Oh, so we spend some time underneath Neo.
we really take it in.
That's nice. That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if the missile thing is a massive finale set piece, because this trailer, because it's not shown for like fans, it's shown for people that work at cinemas to figure out what's coming up in cinemas. They probably just want to show a cool thing and don't care. Because it's the same with sometimes previews that are made for like boards and shit like that, they'll just be huge spoilers because they're like, well, yeah, we want to show you this because the big thing happens. So maybe the missile is the big thing. I don't remember Neo ever controlling a missile.
Yeah, but he's just doing the like handout and it freezes in front of him. How boring.
No, but
we've seen that in X-Men First Class.
I was thinking, because again, what you said maybe makes me not think this will happen. But I don't know if you've ever played the Matrix games.
Oh yeah.
I've played Enter the Matrix.
Yeah, like you know the very end level where the Wachowskis come up and be like, so in the movie we wanted to have a giant Agent Smith, but budget constraints, we couldn't do that. So enjoy what we would have loved to have been the original ending of The Matrix, which is fighting a giant Agent Smith. Do you think maybe we're going to fight a giant agent and that is who the missile is being fired at from Neo is aimed at?
Well, so that's the ending of the Path of Neo, Enter the Matrix. Enter the Matrix last level, if I remember correctly, is you're fighting an agent on a like a plane and the runway. You're not the run. You know the cargo flaps open. You got to throw them off because you're just a guy. the agent will kill you.
Yeah.
But I think in Path of Neo, they're like the ending of the movie series is like touching, but that's a bad ending to a video game. So let's put a big Agent Smith. It's not that they wanted to do that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
memory's a bit hazy. I always thought they were like, ah, oh, we wish we could have had a big giant Agent Smith.
I prefer Zammit's,
but it didn't quite work.
Yeah, if I had to pick.
No, instead, they were making fun of video games not being poignant and claimed that their movie was poignant.
That's sad. Because like the idea of a giant agent, like a giant Agent Smith who has a gun that fires missiles, and we just get that hallway scene again. But Neo is also
with
huge
missiles
for some reason.
Well, you can put the big Neo theory.
Yeah. Neo gets
maybe
big.
Neo takes
new. Neo takes San Francisco. It's like a monster.
Hits Agent Smith with a bridge.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
See, that would be cool. I quite like big agent and then little Neo.
Okay.
I quite like that in terms of a finale, but that's just me.
I think you could go either, because big Neo and lots of little agents is pretty cool as well.
He'd stomp on him.
He's screaming like Godzilla in my mind.
And Jackson, you're on team the agents, because you're like, oh, they seem little. I love
Leave
little things.
Leave those guys alone, you monster.
They're just having an adventure. I bet they're going to go down a bath plug hole or something. Or,
yeah.
I don't know, whatever other sexual thing
dog.
I love. I'm Jackson Bailey.
Yeah. Eat a hot dog and that'll last them a whole month or whatever.
That's so exciting to imagine.
They could just eat a hole in a sandwich, or the sandwich is bigger than them. Oh,
What do we think is the fashion of particular Matrix? Because I know you've described the events are happening, but because I can't visualize of what they're wearing, or is there any description of what they are wearing?
Well,
description of what they're wearing.
Surely,
now, do we think they're going to go with the trench coat, black leather, tight black glasses look, or they're going to maybe do something, I don't know, more fun, bright? Maybe look at say cyberpunk. Another Keanu Reeves thing and be like, hey, what if we made it neon and quite bright?
Neon!
You're the one. You're neon.
Neon. Mm. What do we think of that?
The one noon. The on-ni.
You're the on-ni, neon. I think it's tricky because it comes down to that thing again of whether or not they're just trying to be like, remember the Matrix.
Matrix, do you remember the Matrix?
Or if they're
full
trying
time.
Matrix, or if they're trying to like break new ground, and they're trying to, it's like whether or not they're trying to recreate the Matrix or the success of the Matrix. Do you know what I mean?
And
if
they're I think that based on what we've seen here, they're gonna do. Hey, do you remember the Matrix for the first 30 minutes? Mm-hmm. Maybe first 45, and then they're going to be like, fuck you, you don't know shit, you fucking dirtbags, because that will capture the magic of the Matrix trilogy.
That's true.
Because you got to remember that much like the prequels, people are coming around to the Matrix trilogy.
Yeah, that's
by the prequels, I mean the Star Wars prequels.
Yeah. People are like, oh, maybe they're not so bad.
It was actually the original vision, so it can't be bad.
Exactly.
I think we should release the director's cut of every film, especially the bad ones.
No one's
because more bad content means it's better now.
No one's ever gotten it wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the crazy claim that we live with these days. No one can fail.
Every movie is art, and by editing the film, we're actually censoring art. Release the unedited footage.
Let me watch the filming of it. Then I'll truly get the film.
That's for fans, actually. Yeah, that's the...
Okay, how about this for a scene? So in lieu of that, we're going to get like a scene with Thomas Anderson. Freshly formed, knowing that he is the one, and is looking at maybe a black trench coat or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he looks at it and he's like, nah, too dark.
Mm.
And then he goes and grabs like a yellow raincoat. And he's like, this is one for me.
Hell yeah.
Something, I don't know why I know that this happened, but in the Devil May Cry reboot about 10 years ago, the main character looked nothing like the Dante of the original games. They just made him look like a normal guy. And at one point in the opening, a mop head lands on his head, which then recreates the iconic hair from Devil May Cry 1, 2, and 3. And he looks at his reflection in a puddle and says, that would be fucked or stupid or whatever, and it throws it off. So Maybe they'll do a reference to that.
What? So he'll have
also, just so you know, fans of the series, they loved that scene. They didn't like. Yeah, they were like, "Oh, you're mocking us."
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. That thing we like to make you get like a fourth in a franchise. Yeah, nah, good, good.
Everybody collectively said to themselves, cool. "I'm not insulted," and carried on.
Cool. That was a cool.
Yeah. So are you suggesting to show that at some point, Neo, he's got like a bright yellow his raincoat on. And he falls in the mud or whatever, or some sticky tar, and then he looks and sees himself in a shop window and it's a dark raincoat now, and he's like, that would be stupid or dumb or who cares? And then
or like, oh, I gotta go get this wash now.
Yeah. Because if I'm bad, I reckon.
Imagine if I kept wearing this and in this situation I just had a black trench
That'd
coat.
Be fucking
I'd look
stupid.
Like a freak. I'd be the biggest freak in the world, and anyone that liked what I looked like would be an equally big freak.
And then he goes to a sunglasses hut and just starts stomping.
Yeah, glasses are stupid! Glasses are stupid! Please, Neo, move on. I hope if they're going for a sparkly, bright cyberpunk look, I hope everybody dresses like Biff's cronies in Back to the Future 2. That would be my dream, with like 3D glasses on. Big yellow coats, because I think they do have yellow coats. I hope there's a lot of Back to the Future 2 references in this movie, basically.
Yeah. I think they'll probably stick with the original look of like everything being leather and dark.
Yeah.
But also, I don't think it'll be quite as like tight and hectic as it was in 1999, solely because the actors are significantly older now.
That's
and
true. Yeah.
Skin tight leather outfits, probably less flattering these days.
I think as well, there will be some effort made to update it. And I think you're right, Sam, but I think they will take a lot of cues from stuff like Cyberpunk or whatever, where they're like, it's like your Matrix outfits you've come to know and love, but like, I don't know, a little bit of pizzazz on them. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, like, I mean, look, this was cool in the 90s. You know? Well, let's, I don't know, what's cool now in the 20s? The 90s are cool now.
Oh,
fuck.
Damn. Oh, no.
Everyone's in bucket hats. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Neo's dressed like Oasis, the band. Well, what if, to get around it, what if in this situation, like, the character Thomas doesn't just become Neo like what happens with Neo in The Matrix, where he just, like, leans in straight away? What if this Thomas kind of just stays the same character that we meet him as at the start, because he's already having like a "what the fuck is going on" kind of moment in The Matrix? So I mean, then he could just be dressed like a regular guy.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
Ah, suit and tie, Neo.
Yeah,
big fan.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, just like a play. And then I wonder if this is going to be like, because the first Matrix films are relatively violent. Like, in Australia, they didn't get, like, a higher rating, but I know overseas they did. But that's also because there's an orgy in the second one, and Australia's fucking, that's fine. Who cares? Where America's like,
fans.
Did someone get their neck hole fingered? Absolutely not. You got to be 17 to see this shit. Where Australia, they're like, we'll show this in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
do you think Neil Patrick Harris is an agent?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I hope he gets shot in the head.
It's so strange that he's... Neil Patrick Harris seems like totally the wrong vibe for this. I mean, like, I know, look, we just don't like him in general, but such the wrong vibe for this kind of movie. I don't know.
It's probably actually clever casting for the fact that Zammit just said, where he'll be a guy that's just in The Matrix and... like, by he'll keep his like sunny disposition as everything's going to hell, because he'll secretly be a computer program sent to interpret Neo to make sure he's not reawakened or whatever.
So
to make sure he's staying on his blue pill route.
Actually,
that's interesting. Do you think that this movie is going to wreck the whole red pill thing for the internet?
I think it already has. I see what you mean. Yeah. Hopefully, because the Wachowski sisters. Hate, rightfully so, loathe what has happened to the red pill from their film.
Blue pill, red pill,
red pill. So,
because...
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to, like, really lean into, like, the... If you take the red pill, you'll, like, have, like, a, like, trans awakening
kind of thing,
rather than... You'll actually realize the world... You're meant to fucking... Fuck you.
Nah, they'll double, like, they'll go the other way where it's like, yeah, red pill, yeah, if you take the red pill, you're actually like a baby dick idiot. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know why you'd want to take this red pill, you big baby dick fool.
He'll take the red pill and just shit himself. And then Patrick Harris will be like, oh, you big baby, poo-poo in his pants.
Yeah. You just take the red pill and shit yourself like a baby? Like a big baby? Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, you've picked the virgin for life.
Yeah. Oh, the loser pill. Okay, yeah.
Well, surely there's got to be some element of that. You know what I mean? Like, surely... I don't know. I think that this would be such a chance for the Wachowski sisters to put some of that stuff that is kind of a little bit under the surface in the first Matrix and really bring it to the surface for this one in a time period where maybe people will be a little bit more accepting of, like, or maybe even just a little bit more open to those themes or whatever, which I think would be great. I think that would be really, really exciting to see. What was I going to say? It's going to be so weird. Surely there's going to be that big shift 45 minutes into this film. Because otherwise, I don't want to see Neo realize he's living in a Matrix again. I've seen that.
Yeah. Especially not for the entire length of the film.
I mean, who fucking cares? Yeah. If Neo's like, it's not real, because I already know it's not real. So
yeah, I think maybe if that's the case, it's just going to be a thing where I really do think that this whole San Francisco is just going to be like a prison for Neo, or at least kind of like where they're keeping him in check. And I think either everyone in the San Francisco is going to be a computer program, so there's not going to be any kind of real kind of like a real people. But then Trinity is in it, so maybe it's a kind of thing where either that Trinity is just going to be a program to kind of keep Neo guessing or kind of confuse him, or it's going to be like a almost like a prison for all the people like high importance for the machines to kind of put away somewhere. And like I think it's going to be a thing.
Yeah,
like a high security sort of prison situation. And
the recycling bin.
Yeah.
Mm. And yeah, so Neil Patrick Harris is going to be either a machine, some kind of like program to kind of keep everyone in check. It might even be revealed that actually, like, oh, Neil Patrick Harris is a therapist also for Trinity, for example. And like, he's just kind of there. And maybe the Neo position, it's either going to be a program going rogue. So it's going to be just like, you know, Neo helped us. We shouldn't be locking him in like this. We shouldn't be kind of like they actually. He really did help us out against the agents. And this is kind of like we're punishing him by holding the truth.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, well, no, because if he knew the truth, he wouldn't be living a good life. He would be living a shitty life in Zion or whatever it is. And that sort of that same kind of argument of, like, you know, Cypher from the original, which is that whole, you know, it's better to kind of like live in ignorance, as it were, like, you know, plug me back in. And then them being just like, you know, we either gave Neo the option when, you know, the choice when he did the whole sacrifice thing.
Yeah.
And this is what he chose. Mm. And we're respecting that.
So
and maybe the whole thing, yeah, that does look up, but that really does go against a lot of like the things of the original.
The Matrix so would be like, actually, the thing we said for the first three films, fuck that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. The more I talk about it, I'm like, nah. That wouldn't quite fit the themes or the characterization of Neo. And maybe it's the whole thing of just like the computers or the machines being dumb again and being like, I thought he'd like it.
We thought he'd love San Francisco.
We're stupid as shit.
It's such a fun little town.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I was wondering, maybe, you know, so the first Matrix borrowed heavily from like Plato's cave or whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any other sort of like entry level philosophical ideas that the Matrix fought.
The trolley problem?
Well, I was thinking Ship of Theseus. Like, what if this Neo is like, they've changed bits of him again and again and again.
Oh, shit. That's actually a really good theory, Jackson. And
they're like, oh, is it the same Neo? Well, it's slowly been changed by the machines over time. It's the Neo of Theseus. Oh, wait. No, yeah, the Ship of Neo. And maybe it's true for this entire Matrix is the old Matrix, which has been slowly changed over time, because, and we don't get this from the trailer, but is this set in 2021 or is it still set in 1999 or whatever?
We don't know.
Because
I would assume 2021 or like.
Well, I've had a I had a quick look just to see if there was any like fuzzy screenshots or like photos of the trailer, just so I could see what people were wearing. But there's nothing.
Because like I wonder,
at least nothing that I could find from a quick Google search, which probably wouldn't if you're leaking stuff about The Matrix, a film that is pretty heavily guarded. You're probably not going to come up on the first page of Google image results. But that's where I looked.
Yeah, hey, that's
hey. The kid apparently is in this as well. Or someone who's playing the kid. The kid's back.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, I think you're right. I think it might, yeah, like, and that kind of does make sense as well, to be like, you know, the Matrix has changed so much, and, you know, is it still a bad thing?
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be maybe, like, a bit more of that sort of
maybe
thing.
Maybe they'll be asking more sort of, like, maybe it'll be the kind of thing where everybody in Zion is aware of the Matrix, and like everybody in the Matrix is aware they're in the Matrix, except maybe Neo or whatever, and Trinity, some people that they want to keep out of it. But otherwise, people are like, or maybe not that, but maybe everybody in the Matrix chose to be in the Matrix. It wasn't like the machine's choice anymore. It was the choice of the people who were living in Zion, who were freed from the last Matrix. And it's like a question of like, yeah, okay. Do you choose ignorance, or do you like see the truth for what it is? Or maybe the question is, it's not about that. It's you should have the choice to make that decision, or something. Will be the.
Do you think that our audience, by listening to this podcast, have already chosen ignorance?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Well, they've chosen whatever it is where you get dumber. What's that?
We got the red pill, the blue pill, or you can suck on this fucking stick. And this stick will make you stupider, but you stay in the Matrix. But you'll be so dumb.
What, Morpheus?
What?
It's just suck on this stick, I found.
It'll make you dumb as shit.
He's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I call it brain neutering. It's fun. Yeah.
It's like the blue pill, except when you go back to your life, you're dumber now. So you can you'll be in awe of everything.
Why would I guess that does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say that with my mouth wrapped around the stick. Don't sound pretty good.
Oh, it's pretty good, yeah. How dumb. Oh.
Give me two.
Can I take this with me?
Just to suck on, you know, every now and again if I have one of them thoughts.
Too many things, yeah. That is a bud.
Go to the doctor the next week and you're like, I'm feeling like my head's wrong. And they do a brain scan. Like, sir, your brain is perfectly circular and smooth.
I think if you...
Oh,
that's gold. It's too smooth now.
Is that good yet?
No. I can't understand what you're saying with your medical mumbo jumbo. The doctor being like, it's so smooth, it's got no grip anymore. So you need to be so careful or it'll slide right out of there, dude. Oh, shit.
What?
Man. Yeah, no sudden movements because it's so slippery. Oh, man. Then I do a sneeze and it flies out my mouth.
Oh, is that good?
That's bad, huh?
How is he still talking? I'll just pop that back in.
I'll pop that back in, take one step up to go get my brain, and then just fall face first on it dead. Oh, yeah, let me just go pick that up. I don't think
face slams into the brain and it pops. The doctor's like, I've never seen anything like what just happened in the last 5 minutes. I've had the worst day a doctor's ever had.
The doctor being like, I think the reason he could still talk is he didn't know that his brain had fallen out yet. I think it hadn't caught up with him somehow.
Yeah, I think he was working on like Looney Tune lore or some shit.
Bury this body. Yeah. Let's cremate it. Yeah.
Not for anybody. Naturally, I'm retiring from the medical profession. This is clearly too much for me.
No, thank you. So I think, I don't know. The more I think about it, the whole thing with like giving choice to lie to yourself seems.
It still seems
like,
weird.
Anti. Like thesis.
Yeah. Antithetical.
That's the word. Antithetical to like the whole premise of the original Matrix, and I guess the whole premise of you know who the Wachowskis sort of.
Yeah, well,
and it just seems to be like
That would be the type of thing that someone, if the Wachowskis were not directing, would do accidentally without realizing it's spitting in the whole face of the trans allegory of the first one.
Absolutely.
So I just don't think it's going to be like that. I think it's just going to be a thing where...
I hope it's like Cloud Atlas and just fucked.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, whoa.
I don't know what's going on. So yeah, I just don't think it's going to be a thing where it's like they've chosen to be there.
I think you're right.
I think it might just be if it is linked to the original trilogy, it might be something to do with a sacrifice. Like, you know, maybe to do with Neo's sacrifice made everyone else happy.
Yeah.
So Neo doing this, he sacrificed it for everyone else and realizing that by doing this, he was miserable, and doing this, he was very unhappy, even though everyone around him or everyone that, you know, he was kind of like trying to protect were very happy and they're very comfortable in their lives, and realizing that, well, really, even though that, yeah, you've sacrificed everything that you are and who you are and what you are to please everyone, that isn't good.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's the whole thing of like, well, you need to be true to who you are and like go against that. And yeah, people aren't going to be happy. People aren't going to be living their perfect life because of like your actions or whatever, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that, you know, you are you and you are true to you. And I can see that being more of a direction that they're sort of going towards, as opposed to kind of like, I choose to be a dumb fuck. Give me that stick.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And so I think it might be something along those lines where maybe it is the kind of like leading to that self-sacrifice at the start and then realizing that like, well, I did this for everyone to be happy and that maybe is the wrong choice. And I'm now living a lie, and that is impacting who I am.
I like Jackson's idea that it's just that Neo didn't... The self-sacrifice is still a self-sacrifice.
Mm.
Neo didn't... Well, died, but didn't die. So he's just being brought back into the Matrix. It might have something to do with the fact that the one being in the Matrix actually gives the Matrix extra suck-off power or whatever.
Yeah.
Feels batteries extra good, so they're just trying to keep an eye on him. But then also, yeah, it's... I wouldn't be surprised if it's like, oh, the event's already happened.
Yeah.
This is...
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, you're saying... So, because, Zamet, you're saying, like, Neo sacrificed himself, and as part of that sacrifice has been put in the San Fran Matrix. But he's like, actually, this sucks shit, and I should still be out there fighting or whatever, or I should still be out there living, like, a real life, not the San Fran life I chose.
Yeah, and like even though, say, me living out there is going to make things maybe harder or not as easy for everyone around me, well, then, like, why do I have to give up everything? Why do I have to be the one to have a bad life for everyone else to have a good life or the perception of a good life? Why can't I have that as well? And it's going to be kind of more of that.
It's going to be interesting.
Realization
then
of self.
If he's like, I got to have a good life, and then he goes to shitty Zion, and he's like, huh.
This actually sucks shit.
I miss the Matrix.
Or is that thing where they're like,
Zion seems like dog shit, but have you seen this? And then they pull back a curtain to the orgy of everyone fingering each other's spinal. And then he's like, oh, fuck yeah, this is actually the most unreal experience of all time.
I love it when we get to finger our neck holes.
He disrobes and dives on in.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could be a thing where it is that thing where it's like, yeah, living in this like lie here where it's like everyone is pretending to be happy as opposed to living the truth and going through the hard kind of like those hard things to make that life better.
Is the idea that Neo, when he sacrificed himself, chose to go in the San Fran Matrix, or that the robots were like, you're dead, but you're not really dead? We're just handling it.
Yeah, I don't think. I think for it to make sense, I don't think it can't be a choice.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I think it's
like, got to
be
no
the dumb
like,
robots.
I want to live in San Fran. You know.
Well, it could just be that the Matrix is holding his body, and that you find out on the outside it's mirroring the storyline that we got in the Matrix Online, but we're seeing it from Neo's point of view where he's living in San Francisco, which maybe is heaven or hell or some shit.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. I've never been to San Fran,
or
so I don't
purgatory.
Know.
Could be purgatory, and then like that's why the like Trinity, because Trinity's also dead, remember?
Yeah.
Mm.
So then, like, new Morpheus is sent in to try and pull them back out, rescuing them from hell or heaven or wherever they are.
Yeah, like again, it could be a thing.
Trinity is already part of like Morpheus's thing. So if she has no idea what the fuck's going on, that's new.
Yeah, like it could be a thing where this is where they are in stasis while their body heals or gets rebuilt or whatever it is. And again, it comes down to like we are thinking the machines are the problem.
Yeah,
and maybe the machines are like, I get it, but we're like his body was impaled, maybe, and blinded by something.
So is the villain then going to be like one of these Matrix Online groups? Maybe it's the Merovingian. Maybe the Merovingian's the bad guy.
Like, again, it depends on how much they want to, like, you know, sequel bait this. Yeah. So if it is a thing where it's like, oh, yep. So the whole thing, we're like, the machines are bad, bad fucking pieces of shit. They're like, no, we've just been trying our best to keep you in a stable, healthy environment where no things can, like, no bullet times, no exploding missiles. Sunglasses were abolished.
Yeah.
And now you're stressing everyone out. And this was meant to be a bit of a break while you heal.
Crazy again.
But you've gone and put those glasses on.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of a thing of like the architect again being like, you know, we're doing this for your own good, and you need to chill. And maybe someone else is revealed to be the villain.
It's so funny though. It's so funny to be like.
But even then, it's like it just feels so on the nose. If that's the case,
I don't think it'll be. Yeah. That. It won't be that because that also makes it seem like the machines are the good guys.
Yeah.
Which will not happen.
Yeah.
Because...
But the machines are the good guys. Like that's the point of the trilogy. The machines are the good guys. Humans are the villains. sorry, JD, but like yeah. Like the subtext of the whole thing and the whole reason like the Matrix is the way it is because humans couldn't accept the machines for who they were. So the machines tried to become part of the UN. The machines
that's right, with the whole nuclear assault.
Yeah. I forgot about new Adam and Eve, and they were just beaten on the streets and stripped like of parts, and they were just like, no matter what happens, like humans were the ones that declare war first. And so all the machines ever wanted was peace.
Yeah,
and that was the whole point of the machines. The machines were never the villains. The machines were like, we're just trying our best, and we don't fucking know. We keep trying to help, but everyone keeps hurting us. You know, we were doing all this, and then you block the fucking sun. It's kind of like...
No, they didn't block the sun. I'm pretty sure they nuked it.
Yeah. So, again, so it's like the machines were never the villains, as it were. It was just kind of like... Oh, yeah, we were on the wrong side of history as a race.
But then it's also because it's...
And then now, fuck our comeuppance.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I just read one line that changes everything.
Whoa. Mm.
So the last paragraph of the Matrix Revolutions plot synopsis is that something we forgot is the Matrix is rebooted.
Ah, well.
so yeah, that...
I guess the most basic entry level speculation for what this movie is the Matrix again.
It opens up with the architect is there with his big screens. He's still looking at it. There's a big red button in the middle. It says reboot. He goes to push it. He misses. It's like, fuck. And then he hits it. And then all the screens go voop. Yeah. And then you get like the Windows 95 sound of a computer turning on. And that's what we get.
Beginning. That's how it opens. Yeah.
Yeah, because they agree that the peace will last as long as it can, and those humans who desire it will be offered the opportunity to leave the Matrix. So this is going to do the opposite, I think, which will be like, because if that's where the series ended last time,
then,
and like the machines were good or whatever, this time it'll be like, oh no, people can't leave by choice anymore again.
Yeah.
So then,
or maybe there's like some rogue matrixes out there.
Yeah. Anyway, it turns out that reading this first would have changed all of the things. Or maybe we're still right and no one remembers that the Matrix is rebooted.
No, I certainly didn't.
Wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
A lot of it kind of just feels like philosophically like it's kind of eating its own ass, and you kind of,
Well, yeah, no,
hope they get it right this time.
The movie for sure will be fucking, it's not going to be as straight. We're not going to get The Matrix. We're going to get like The Matrix Reloaded or Revolutions or Cloud Atlas or Jupiter Ascending. We're not going to get like a relatively straightforward, like it's going to be meta. It's going to be self-referential. It's going to probably, I wouldn't be surprised if there's like three Neos.
Yeah. I was thinking we're going to get multiple Neos.
Do we think though that like it's going to be, everybody remembers and loves The Matrix 1, right? But The Matrix 2 and 3 people don't really love, right? But the Matrix 2 and 3, that's more bad Matrixes than good. So do we think the odds are that this will be a good Matrix movie, or is it going to be bad and people are going to be like, why is it so bad? And then people are going to be like, well, actually, the Wachowski sisters made one good film in this particular trilogy and then cooked two other ones. So maybe we should have expected this. What do we think?
So the original Matrix trilogy is usually viewed as one good one, one crazy one that you can either like or not like, depends, and then one bad one.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to be very much in the middle is like, we're going to be watching it and being like, whoa, that's a really, that's a fucked thing to have put in your movie, but I'm glad I'm watching it. This is a surprise.
Hey, if we get more, this is from the Matrix that had werewolves or whatever, I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, that's tied into the Merovingian.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Is, yeah.
Yeah, he had all the ghosts and like, shit. So maybe we're going to get like a spook Matrix.
Oh, Halloween Matrix. Yes, please. Yes, please.
I think my ideal thing is to be watching The Matrix and then we're in The Matrix.
Yes.
Being like, hey, that's us. What?
Goodness me.
Huh.
And I just get riddled with bullets. I don't know how to bullet time. I had no idea. How are you guys doing that? Ah!
I think that'll be the new advancement in technology. It'll be able to scan the audience's faces and put it in the movie before the movie starts playing, and then people will be watching The Matrix and they'll be in The Matrix.
You are Neo.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Doing a bunch of Keanu Reeves woes in the cinema. Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Any swing for the fences predictions based on basically a description of a trailer we cannot see?
Okay. My huge swing for the fence is that this will not have sequel bait and will instead tie back into the start of the first Matrix.
Whoa. That's huge.
Making it a cycle. Because I don't think that this will have sequel bait because I don't think that the Wachowski. Well, Lana, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, sorry.
Lana,
yeah.
We will expect this to make any money because the Wachowski sisters as a whole have mostly just tanked all of their own movies.
True.
Which is a shame.
Let's have a look at, just quickly, just to double check this, let's check box office numbers because I'm pretty sure they keep getting given a shit ton of money and then pretty much setting it on fire, which is cool.
I really liked Sense8 on Netflix, but I think I watched the first season and then I just kind of like it, I just didn't go back. But I really enjoyed the first season. I didn't, which is okay. Maybe I need to go back and watch it because I really did enjoy the first season.
I liked Cloud Atlas a lot. I had a lot of time for Cloud Atlas.
I really liked Jupiter Ascending. Is a bad film. It's bad. There's like one Elephant Lad that I loved, but it's not a good film.
Okay, so Matrix Reloaded made a shit ton, like a lot of money, like a lot of money. Matrix Revolutions earned significantly less money, but still quite a profit. They didn't direct V for Vendetta, but were involved in it. Then they made Speed Racer, which cost $120 million to make and made $90
million. Hell yeah.
Then they did Cloud Atlas, which made, which cost $146 million to make and made $130 million.
Yeah, beautiful.
Then they did Jupiter Ascending, and if this made a profit, I will be shocked. Whoa! Its budget was $200 million.
Jesus!
It made $183 million. So yeah, they have not made a profit since 2002.
That's spectacular.
Apparently in 2016, there's something called The Matrix, a short.
Huh?
And it wasn't directed by the Wachowskis.
The Matrix.
Yeah, well, they originally, apparently there's still one in development now. There was someone else that was doing the fourth Matrix film, but then they've been like, they're still doing it. It's just not the Matrix 4. It's like expanding the universe or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. I'm like, it's the first time I see this. And it's got four people. Someone as Rabbit, someone as Pump Man, someone as Choi, and then Sandra Smith as Neo.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't know. It's exciting, though.
What is this?
The Matrix Rebooted? Is that what you're looking at?
No, it just says The Matrix 2016. Like, it's a short.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
Looked at, it's on, yeah, it's on Lana's IMDb as a writer. Well, my, swing for the fences is that we are going to get a female Neo.
Yeah.
We've got a few different contenders in terms of, like, the cast list. But yeah, I reckon Christina Ricci is going to be a female Neo.
That's a huge call. What if Neo isn't the one this time and it's Trinity?
Oh, that's cool too.
That's also, again, something I was looking at, thinking about as well, is, I reckon it's Neo is going to be maybe some just guy. Kind of almost like a side character in this particular
What about,
film.
This is my...
And we are going to be following
the
others.
This is my swing for the fences. At some point, we'll get the baby face, but it'll be Neo's face now. That's my swing for the fences.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I like that one.
Yeah. One last swing for the fences, because I just remembered Sense 8. But I reckon it in similar situation like in Sense 8, we may get multiple Neos, but they're all different, as in like they're all different actors. Yeah.
The Cloud Atlas thing again as well. Well,
yeah, but it's all the same. Yeah.
It's just like the same actors playing different people. This will be...
Different actors
people.
Playing the same person. So
the
again, they're all going to be...
That's good. What if everyone's
reverse Cloud Atlas... They're going to be a lot of the ones, and they're all just going to like beat the shit out of Neil Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sign me up.
I really like
My man has been irrelevant for a long time, and it makes me happy. Yeah.
One thing, just to leave us out on, for the IMDb page of The Matrix 2016, whatever that is, I don't know if you saw this, Zabit, but the top review is by somebody called Skywalker 2003. It says, the title of it is, "Do not create page when you have no movie." And the body of it is, "Where is your Matrix 2016 movie? Why you made this page? Are you sick?" That's great.
So the movie doesn't exist.
I don't know. Someone is livid about the fact that this is here. Are you sick in the head? You have no movie.
Are you sick?
There's no 2016 Matrix.
IMDb if you've got no movie.
Where's your movie? Where's your Matrix 2016 movie, okay? Why have you made this page? Are you sick? Hilarious.
This comes out the same week as Spider-Man, and I'm more excited to see this because it'll be crazier. Oh!
Who knows,
I'll
man.
Think about it.
Movies are wild.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.